Hello and welcome to the Magic Oasis Show. I am Oseni, your host. I'm the voice. I'm the voice. So, wow, and I just saw the number 17 again. So today I'm actually going to talk about 17. I can't remember when it came to me first, but would I remember, you know? There was surely a 17 around me when I was a baby and I had no idea about numbers. So basically I've been with 17 all my life, but recently it's been showing itself very brightly to me. I would say 2 years, maybe since the year 2017, you know, 2 or 3 years, I don't know. And it's been guiding me all along until here. And I'm just opening my new space in Sinai, Egypt, and it's called Sacred Space 17. I decided to actually put this number on a name, on a space to be seen. I don't know why, it's just how it feels. And actually it's interesting because, so 17, what I see, so one standing, because I like to do the numbers physically myself too, so one, I'm standing, I'm one, that's me. The one is the door to the rest, 2, 3, 4, if you say one, 2, 3, 4, 5, blah, blah, blah. It's like this beginning thing. So the whole as well, vibration of new beginning, of the self, of a cycle, you know, this individuality, this one cell, one cycle, with the wholeness of all of it as well, because one has everything in it. Everything has everything in it. One infinite time space. That goes well with one too. Unity, union. And then I see seven. Knowing that seven is supported by the one in the front, because I like seeing the 10 as well. I really like the 10 in the new cycle, so seven will be the new cycle with the seven, a step forward with seven. Seven, I see a lighthouse. I see me standing as well, but you know, moving my head around. It's like a movement of the top, knowledge, mentality, mind, eyes, seeing. So something strong about this. And self-knowledge. I like self-knowledge with the seven when we center to the self. So we have the self and the self-knowledge. And 1 plus 7, let's play with numbers. We can see what we want. I'm just, you know, having fun. But as it's been so strong with me, I'm like, oh, great, let's learn many, many languages. So here I learn more about 1, about 10, about 7. I learn more about 1 plus 7, 8. But I learn more about every number. I really like developing this language with numbers because I don't specifically would look for them. They're just in my face. Sometimes I look now as well. Yeah, it's like a container. It's interesting. So 17, 8, 8, abundance, infinity as above, so below, infinite cycle. I see the zero as well, but with distortion. So it's like infinite space-time continuum all at once. So yeah, infinite. Abundance, infinite. And so peace. That's what resonates with 17 for me. I just had them like give it a name. I like giving them name, like a keyword for me. 17 is peace. Is I step forward following a new vision, the vision of peace. I let go of all the rest. I do peace.
and that creates my infinite. It's an infinite cycle of peace. When I was in New Zealand, at my friend during the first lockdown last year, in his toilet, he's got quotes from friends, and one quote was saying, "We don't fight for peace." And there was something about virginity as well. Oh, we don't fuck for virginity. I can't remember. But I remember the... I don't remember the one about virginity, but it was very clever too. So this one, we don't fight for peace. Like, what does it mean fighting for peace? So if we want peace of mind, you know, quietness in the mentality, we have to stop fighting. However you call the other parts. So the ego, the other one, I like calling it the other one. So the ego, the other one, the spirit, guardians, guides, however, the teacher, the master, however you're calling in your head, make peace with the voices. I say that a lot. Because I personally feel I'm receiving different voices in my head, no matter where they're coming from, me or spirit or other people's voices that I can hear. It's just vibrations that's translated into words. Because when I talk about voice, yeah, I talk about words mainly. Because where it's a podcast, when I speak with words, so I talk about words. Yes, so peace. I do peace. So that's my intention in 2021. I decided I'm going further and deeper and higher and more simple with an affirmation every year. And I decided to just go for one word, peace. So now in the month 9 since I started, then wow, the power of just peace. I do peace. So I journeyed with love before. It was like love. Unconditional love. But peace, I really enjoy peace because peace is like acting love. In love, it's interesting. There is movement in love. But love is just everything. It's just a source is love. So I just connect with myself. Peace. It's, yeah, love in the interaction. Love in the interaction. So how do I interact with myself? How am I controlling myself? How playful I am into commanding myself. Is it done with a laugh and a smile, or is it done a bit tense and stressed and in a hurry? And contradicting. And confusing, you know, all that we do very well, actually. So it's nice to observe another way. Peace. I act peace. I choose peace. I am peace. I feel peace. I communicate peace. And from my own experience, the last 9 months, every situation teaches me something about peace. Because as I wrote it as my affirmation, it's here every day. I'm telling myself every day, like it's present in my life. I make peace. I integrate it everywhere. And so I'm really journeying with it, right? Becoming very intimate. And it's very cool. It means I'm seeing more. I'm expanding more with it. You know, like you have a relationship with friends, partners, family members. Through time and space, we evolve, and our relationship becomes more intimate. And it doesn't mean it goes one way or another. Like, it's an intimacy in the co-creation of our relationship. It's intimacy meaning we see more details, which means we can see in a bigger vision, bigger picture too. Yeah. It's interesting, this word intimate. There's a word in and then intimate. What? Intimate. Yeah, it's an inside mate. I like observing words this way, it's funny. So 17. I've done an episode about symbology and reading the signs. Numerology has the logos of the numbers. And I really love it because I can see numbers everywhere and it's in nature, and I know it's a product of the mentality that we translated what we see in nature into numbers, because it brings a very simple language to talk about it. Usually numbers are separated from emotion as well. It's all the what we call sciences and mathematics and all of that. There's numbers there. And I think everything can be translated in numbers, even in music, you have numbers, many languages, numbers, and every language has its number, tongue as well. And it's very interesting to observe how we use the numbers. It actually correlates with how we use money, because money is numbers. So I'm inviting you to observe your relationship with numbers, your relationship with money and numbers. As I'm often in different countries, I'm experiencing different currencies. And I stopped a while ago to try to convert, like in euros, for example, or in USD or in the Cambodian money, because I was there for a while. So I started to convert everything in the Cambodian money. It became very complicated. But it was fun to play with numbers because there's many zeros in the real, which is the money in Cambodia. And some time ago I stopped. I'm like, you can't compare the numbers. You're in a different reality here. So I feel the numbers more than thinking them. So I look at the different quality of products, the difference of prices. I go in different shops. Just to feel, and I go, let it be, and observe how it feels and how it flows, about the numbers, how things cost, like just to feel what the currency here, how it's cycling, how it's flowing, and in which quantity and intensity, for which kind of exchanges, because it's always an exchange. So it's very interesting. As numbers have been thought very in a mental way, it's nice to detach from the mentality and go in a feeling way. Why not? I love playing with that. But that's, connecting with our guts, developing our intuition. Because to receive our intuition is going to, like, it's physical when we receive the vibration. We feel them in the physicality. Being the electromagnetic or something else, like we can't detach from this physicality because we are nature. Even if there's spirit integrated in us, there's still, he is content, like there is a container, which is a physicality. And so it's nice to have a physical ground to interact and communicate with intuition, spirit, God, yourself. It's an infinite of possibilities here. So numbers are great, and it's fun actually to start navigating with them and journeying with them, because as they've been so mental, it's very new. And yeah, you can read many things on internet. But remember that everything you're reading is an interpretation of someone. It's been filtered already, the vibration. The only way you can go to really making your own experience and learning about numerology is about feeling it yourself and playing with the numbers yourself. You call upon the numbers, please. I'd like to communicate through numbers. Can we practice, please? And they'll come to you. Feel, write down, record in your journal. When a number is around, and to know how was the day, what it felt, maybe you had something in your head. Like, let them come to you. It's very cool, and it's never stopping. It's an endless studying mode. I love that when you call upon learning something and it just comes to you on its own time, when you're ready to receive in a way, when there's someone around to deliver, you know, the teachings and the messages. So that's personally how I'm learning a lot of stuff at once. But I don't rush anything. I just appreciate what I have now and what's coming to me now. And I know I'm still learning everything, because when I practice learning one thing, it actually strengthens my own learning skills, because learning is integrating something new. So if I do it with one thing, it really enhances my possibility of doing it with other things. So I just learn everything all the time. But very patiently, I take the time to really integrate it. So these days I have the I Ching. So I'm learning a new divination modality. It's the I Ching, based on the Tao and the I Ching, the Book of Changes. Super interesting. So I've been with the Tao for some time, but the I Ching, my friend taught me how to really do it. It's little sticks, actually. We cut little sticks of wood here. And you throw them and you pick them up and count them in different ways, and then you get into the six lines of the I Ching. And it's super nice to have this ritual before to get the numbers, because it really brings you in a meditative state. And depending of how your hands are going, because it's always the same movement, but some days my hands are like super effective and some other days just all over and I need to restart and stuff, and I'm like, wow, I'm dispersed. Very interesting to have this very simple ritual that's very calming and soothing, but that does also take time. I'm not just opening my deck of cards and taking one. No, I need to throw those little sticks and count them again and again. It's a very Tao connect with nature and the present moment. So that's a lot of fun. It's been now 17 minutes and I'm chatting. Yeah. Creating a sacred space. That's how I name my place, sacred space. We are a sacred space. I see our physical body as a sacred space that holds us spirits. And it doesn't mean spirit is stuck inside, it's just it holds the center of the spirit, like a center column, like the eye of the storm, you know. Well, no, it's not the eye of a storm, or a tupi. I don't know this word in English, in tupi. You know, you have a strong center and then it rotates around. Yeah. So peace. Let's do peace now. Let's just accept what is, and accept to let go, to release, to create a space that contains us in the release. It's okay to be confused, to not know, to be in between habits, to be tired, to be in pain. Let's set a moment in space and time to just be, allowing ourselves to just be truly how we feel like. It's important. And it's not about the length of time, because I can hear some of you saying, I don't have time, I don't have too much time. I know many responsibilities, families, kids, social life, business life, like life. So it's not about the length. It's about creating the moment. Because when you create a moment, you open a portal of infinite time space, a new reality. So if you create every day this moment for you, doing you, like truly, ugh, the release time, may it be, it could manifest and materialize in many ways in your body, but this is the moment where you just do. You know, the inner child saying, now the inner teenager saying, enough, and just that's what he wants. Yeah, we talk a lot about the inner child, but I'm like, why is the inner teenager here? It's very strong, huh? The inner teenager. Yes, creating the space-time. Open your vision to have the space-time. Oh, that's 17 guidance. Yeah, you create peace. You want peace, so you open in your portal of peace. So create a peace moment in your day. Just for peace, to cultivate peace, to feel peace, to do peace with yourself. And sometimes it can be 1 minute in the alarm clock, But you know, that's 1 minute for peace. It's amazing. It's amazing. Celebration for peace. 1 minute. Wow. And another day might be 17 minutes. And with time, you'll see how this new dimension you're creating in your daily life will work its magic in all areas of your life because you're putting attention on it. Like the other areas of your life are taking space because you put attention on them. So to rebalance the whole is not to, like, it's not stopping one thing or telling yourself, oh, I need to do less, or I need to release. Actually act on it, create a space for the release. But bring the new. Because when there is release, a space for the new, you know, it's a sucking system. Like it's constantly flowing in the river. You can't like stop the river and say you release that part and we wait for the other part to come through. This is just very complicated to try to express just this. A dam. I'm trying to stop the flow here. Oh, pressure. Oh, we don't want pressure. No. So peace. We do peace. We let it flow. So we bring the new in. A peaceful action. I do peace for myself. I do peaceful. For now. I do peace for now. Yeah, I do peace for now moments. So yeah, experience that. Well, I wish you a beautiful time with yourself. May your path be peaceful. May you infuse peace in your life. May peace be with you. I like that. May peace be with you, my friend. I love you and enjoy. We chat next time.